High Bridge, a division of Recorded Books, presents Glass House, The 1% Economy and the Shattering of the All-American Town, by Brian Alexander. Read by Bob Sauer. The nation-state at best is based on the social contract that is also an emotional contract stamped by the charisma of the past. Svetlana Boym, The Future of Nostalgia. Preface. The cop. Eric Brown's chin trembled. He stopped talking because if he kept going, he was going to cry, and by God, he wasn't going to cry. But then he did, a little, and then I found myself tearing up too. So there we were, two middle-aged men, a cop and a reporter, sitting in a booth inside the Cherry Street pub, clearing our throats, dabbing the backs of our fingers to our eyes, hoping nobody would notice. By now, I was used to people fighting the urge to cry. At first, I was surprised. The Lancaster, Ohio, I remembered, was not a teary sort of place. But in the months before Brown and I sat down together, I'd frequently had to pause to let people gather themselves. A gnarly old union man was the first, when he told me a story about a toolbox his mentor in Anchor Hocking Plant 1 presented to him on the day the senior glassmaker retired. The older man had fashioned the toolbox out of steel, used it for over 30 years, and was now passing it on. Most others choked up when they struggled to properly explain how much they loved their town. Getting the explanation right was important to them because they felt obliged to defend that love to an outsider, which was what I was now, in the face of so many seemingly obvious reasons to leave. I didn't expect it from Brown, though. Maybe because he was a cop.